Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December 23rd. Once again, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Please be careful out there in this cold weather. These wind chills are killers. The roads are going to be icy, so make sure you get to where you're going so you can enjoy a nice holiday with your family and friends. The grains closed higher today, with March corn up 5¾ cents at 666¼. March wheat up 13¾ cents at 776, and March beans up 12½ cents at 1484½. The meal was up $3 at 451. Oil up 64 ticks at 64.65. Let's start with the bean market. Beans higher. Still some dryness in Argentina. They had some rains here today. Temperatures look cooler for most of the next week, getting hot toward the end of next week. Few chances for rains here and there, but they certainly need more rain. South Brazil has had some rains out here. I'm surprised we were as strong as we were on the beans here. We did have that sale this morning of 120,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, but I think more important is Brazil is starting to cut beans. 1% of Mato Grosso has been cut. That's the largest soybean growing area in Brazil. And, the next 5 to 6 weeks, we're going to see an increasingly steady flow of beans coming into the market. I think that just makes our exports tougher and tougher out here. Crude oil is up, settled up 207 a barrel here. That helped the oil close up 64, but it was about 70 cents off its highs, or 70 ticks off its highs. Wasn't a great close considering what the crude did, but we're up against some pretty good resistance in the crude oil here. Maybe next week with this heat, we'll see with this cold weather, maybe we'll see the crude oil make some new highs next week, but it looks like everything warms up next week, and I don't see that there's any real problems out here. In fact, natural gas looks like it's going to be a little bit lower on the day. But beans were strong, partially because of Argentina, partially because of the crude oil. And, I think the higher price in the wheat also helped. Wheat higher on this winter kill, these brutally cold temperatures across the country. I believe that from Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and into Saturday night, we've done some damage out here with the winter kill. But there was one comment out here from an agronomist that said, we haven't been cold enough, long enough to really see winter kill. And with the temperatures warming next week, they didn't think it was going to be a big problem. Now, I don't know if it's going to be a big problem, but I think we have lost certainly some yield potential in a lot of areas out here. It's interesting, Chicago wheat outpaced Kansas City today. Kansas City finished up 8¾ cents in the March contract. That was about 4 cents under Chicago. One would have thought Kansas City could have done a little bit better out here. The corn market's strong with the crude oil up, beans and wheat higher as well. Are we going to feed some more corn and meal out here to the cattle with this weather as cold? I think we will here for a short period of time. But we'll have to see what the cattle on feed says tonight. If the numbers are down again, it's really hard to get bullish meal or corn out here. But we'll see what those numbers are. Again, they're looking for 97.1 on feed, 95.7 placed, 100.9 marketed. So that's about it. I want everybody to have a great Christmas out there. Please be careful. We'll be back on Tuesday morning.